This is Sunday Brunch, Work and Spirit, streaming on Montez Press Radio. Part 2 of 2, I'm so good at fucking fighting.
I'm gonna shout you, matter of fact. Get with me. All right, face.
It's still smoke sessions too, you know. Try to lift you up before I let you down. Mr. Metaphysical, be biblical when saying signs. Lay it down, put this shit on wax so it's immortalized. For the guys, never had a cause before I saw the eyes. I eat a sinner for dinner. Master splinter, sleeping bare guts for winter. I'm scanning like a printer. Nigga, how many souls did you feel today? How many brain cells you killed today? I'm binge watching Gin Timer, watching Mad Epps, no mic light. About to take a track, no bike life. In it for the checks, not my life. I seen through zeitgeist. I'm about to transcend through my highlights. Just a mid-size to my high life. 8 second calls with the plug, cause I'm quick off the head. 10-15 minutes coming quick off the pet. I forget what you said, cause it ain't holding meaning. Leaning, sipping on act, heard you fiending. Another cool cat and some shit from the frith. About to head down to Smith, about to piff in a bit. More lies as they sit in a pit. Probably take a fortnight before I finish the bit. About a quarter of amnesia, that's a natural aphrodisiac. Fat in a pack and I'm feeling that. I'm free the cat, they cat nipping on the strip. Black ribbon, Mac hit him, trying to damage up a lip. Got a stand more of animals that's hanging in the trees. Bro, this shit is real life, I'm really hanging with my G's.
Yo, bro.
Yo, G, you saying? Hold on, man. We just at Flo's if you want to come grab that piece, though.
Stop! Imagine.
I ain't say no more. Say no more, Jason.
Hate to go to sleep because of the hate to go to sleep because of the hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my head hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my head hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my head hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my head hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my head hate to go to sleep. The dread that's in my hate to go to sleep. Because the dread that's in my head, hate to go to sleep. Because the dread that's in my hate to go to sleep. Because the dread that's in my head, hate to go to sleep. Because of the dread that's in my head. Because of the dread that's in my head, hate to go to sleep. Because of the dread that's in my head, hate to go to sleep. Because of the dread that's in my head, hate to go to sleep. Because of the dread that's in my head, hate to go to sleep. Because of the dread that's in my head, hate to go to sleep. Because of the dread that's in my hate to go to sleep. Because of the dread that's in my head, hate to go to sleep. Because of the dread that's in my hate to go to sleep. Because of the dread that's in my head, hate to go to sleep. Because of the dread that's in my hate to go to sleep. Because of the dread that's in my head, hate to go to sleep. Because of the hate to go to sleep. Because of the hate to go to sleep. Because of the dread that's in my head. to sleep because of the dread that's in my head. Hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my head. Hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my head. Hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my head. Hate to go to sleep because of the dread that's in my head. Because of the dread that's in my head.
Community where each person is articulating for themselves the expectations that they have for their own behavior or like what their goals are and is like transparent about that with everyone else in that community, and whether like, which is like basically like sort of disclosure or something, like whether that can be called like a sort of like coming to group norms or something. And I guess like the thing that's in the back of my head for this whole thing is like, this is never really an issue until there's a disagreement about what an expectation is. And you can even like get by where like people have different expectations, but like those expectations like don't really get in the way or like aren't mutually exclusive. It's just like the moment when like what I want you to do is like different from what you want you to do, or like something like that, you know.
True.
And like, how do you negotiate that space?
Yeah, you saying that also, I feel like a lot of, you know, what you're kind of like pointing to is like the expectations that don't get in the way. A lot of times I think those tend to be superficial, or maybe like, you know, shouldn't even be qualified as expectation because of the way in which they can be discarded. Like the, like it maybe seems like the root desire is something so much more base at times that it's like inarticulable, or like even if you can't articulate what it is that you need from somebody else, it's like almost hard to acknowledge that as being like, oh, that's it, or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I even think just, I don't know, like with my family, because it's like just us here in the States, it's like my mother, father, and younger sister. There was always this like huge weight that has persisted, that has been placed on family in a way that was like this is all you have, you know. And like there was always this kind of like understanding that, like, you know, if it's not us, there's no one. And I think, you know, on one hand there's something dangerous obviously about that level of reliance, or maybe like forced isolation. But at the same time, I don't know. Like, it was a defense mechanism. It was like constructive in certain instances, and ultimately, it just like was the way we all survived together. But I feel like that always, like, it always acted as a foundation that just never moved. Where it was like, you know, like even when I was being, you know, hormonal teenager, saying stupid shit to my mom, like, you know, a couple hours later or a day later, we could like come back to each other, and I could be like, yo, like I'm sorry, I'm smoking cigarettes, and called you fucking stupid, and I'm like she could be like, yeah, I'm sorry, I smacked you, like whatever. And like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, maybe that's like foundations, or like what it's like, what are you hoping to like rest on, or like what are you and that group of people hoping to like be able to count on? It's like, if you establish it in that way, like, does that maybe remove the burden from any of the individuals, and more so like elevate just like the structure that you're creating together?
I kind of hate those rules. Like, I hate, you know, like, I hate the idea of, like, this has to happen, or that has to happen in order for this to be good, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I like, some MC Brain do, like, customized commitments. Like, so, the rules I hate are, like, because we are friends, that means we have to do X or something, where like that doesn't make sense to me. It like comes out of the air, like what does it mean? But like, if by virtue of like, because we are this specific person and that specific person, and these are like the set of needs we have, we agree that we are going to do X until such point where like we want to like revise whatever that is or something. Like that kind of rule, or like commitment, which is like specific and contextual and and like solid until it needs to not be that. Like, that's my favorite. That's like my, because I actually really love like systems and rules. Like, I love having systems for things, but I don't like when those systems like already existed before and I'm just kind of using something that someone else made.
Blow away your brain. Kings ain't finessing you for nothing. Some niggas just don't think. Cheap about a dozen, they got me the whole case. Fiending for my demons, been racing it all day. Chasing it all day, chase it with hard drink. DNR is on my neck, if I'm dying, don't call bae. I dead it the cold way, depression my soulmate. Confession, I stole place, sweet steak, first day. Kitchen cook a birthday, I confront my birthday. Keep me close safe, I move it to UK, LA, VA. I move it through your state, I copped an old Mustang. Let my nuts hang, bust a bold new stain. Interior, exterior two-tone. Experience 4K, burning holes in the bank. Probably chump change, jugging out the office. Perks all in my cufflinks. Kamikaze soldier, suffer from dog kinks. Ain't finessing you for nothing, some niggas just don't think. Cheap about a dozen, it caught me the whole case, nigga, ayy.
Did you hurt yourself? Yeah, I don't know. Do you feel like you have, like, what are your, like, expectations or, like, for yourself, like, how you comport yourself in the world?
Yeah, I don't know. I've always been very interested in the Hindu concept of dharma, which is like duty, right? Mm-hmm. And just, at least my understanding, because like my main encounter with it is, I believe it's in the Mahabharata.
Rahul is referring to the Bhagavad Gita. The Gita is set in a narrative framework of a dialogue between Pandava Prince Arjuna and his guide and charioteer Krishna. This takes place in the middle of the Mahabharata, one of the two major Sanskrit epics of ancient India. At the start of the Dharma Yuddha, righteous war, between Pandavas and Kauravas, Arjuna is filled with moral dilemma and despair about the violence and death the war will cause in the battle against his own kin. He wonders if he should renounce and seeks Krishna's counsel, whose answers and discourse constitute the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna counsels Arjuna to fulfill his kshatriya, warrior, duty to uphold the Dharma through selfless action.
No, like, you just gotta do it. Like, this is, like, what, like, you have to. Like, it's not. And while I don't think of, like, spiritual duty, like, I think that's, I don't know, like, what I connect that to in my mind is maybe some sort of, like, biological kind of, like, or not even biological, because it's not, it has nothing to do with, like, It's not even like instinct or something like that. Like, it's something like that feels even more abstract, where it's like, you know, as bodies, as kind of like these amalgamations of material that are kind of like moving together, it almost seems like intent is kind of like built into like the like structure of like what we are as organisms. And and you know, not to get too like hippy dippy,
go for it.
But like it does almost feel like deeper than like impulse is like just something that kind of like compels.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And like, I think that's like, I was even talking to my father about this the other day, because like I was talking to him about, you know, Caroline and I had been recently talking about, you know, like taking steps to set up, you know, a move away from a city, like to be able to live like a somewhat somewhat farming, like foraging lifestyle, at least to try it. And you know, he kept on bringing up like friends of his from college that were like Marxists or like, you know, like really into Lenin or something. And like, I kept on like being like, no, it's not ideology. It's not like, I don't think this is like right or wrong. I just think this is how I need, like nothing makes sense until I start describing these things in these ways to myself as like, you know, this is the way to live right now. This is the way to interface with like a global market. Like, you know, like I need to like, you know, cut ties to any like global supply chain that I'm not directly dependent on. I need to, you know, source food from like available local sources rather than, again, relying on global supply chains. Mm-hmm. Like, I shouldn't be using processed materials because like there's no fucking reason to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's an abundance of raw material that still exists like in our direct vicinity.
Right.
And like none of that to me is like, like those they're not even expectations, you know, that I have for myself. It feels as if it's like a, like I'd like it to be something less intentional and less intellectual, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because I just feel like that's where things start becoming muddy and non-representative of like the actual impulse. Because I think that's what it boils down to is like, just like a force moving you in one direction.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of like where I've been recently. Obviously, you know, this can all change tomorrow.
Right.
I'm also, my boss is like a physicist, like got his PhD in physics. And so I'm going to have him start teaching me like math and
cool.
I really want to learn about, electromagnetism and like circuits and stuff.
Yeah.
But so maybe I'll learn more about how things work and I'll think these ideas are ridiculous.
So. Maybe. Story that you're talking about, and I think about it, and I could go down, but I think the thing that I was thinking about is you were talking about like being compelled to act or move in a certain direction that is like not, it's not like an intellectual compulsion, feels like the wrong word, but like and it's not like a right, it's not like a moralistic movement either. And so I was thinking about like what my, all the words feel wrong, but like it's not purpose, but like what motivates me. And it's always like something like truth or authenticity, except that I think that like authenticity is like a really problematic, tenuous, not that helpful concept. But there is this way that like, even just on a daily basis, certain actions, like I will feel, I mostly act in a way that is from a place of like feeling or like allowing something to happen, like allowing myself to be moved in a certain direction. And I don't know if that's like the truth or like, or if it's sort of just like what is, like I think about what it means to live in harmony with like the way that things are, not just the way that things are externally, but like the way that things are like internally. And yeah, I don't know where I'm going exactly, just that like when you're describing like wanting to make this move and wanting to like divest from like global supply chains, but not because you feel like it's right or wrong or whatever, like, and that it's like coming from a place, like a deeper place. Like I can relate to that, place, I think. Yeah. It's like this thing of, like, you can only choose good to do good, like, call that a choice, if you are at the same time prepared or capable or, like, understand your capacity to not do that.
Mm, mm.
Like, I think about that.
Like, are you saying that it's, like, that good only exists in opposition to, like, the capacity for evil or something? Like,
I mean, like, say that my morals or whatever dictate that, like, I never act in a violent way. Like, the only way that that's a moral choice that I'm making is if at the same time I understand that, like, I could act in a violent, like, I am capable of acting in a violent way, and I would, but I'm not. Like, as opposed to, like, I could not, and that's why I do not, kind of. And I feel like that's, like, I've been learning, I don't know if I was talking, I've been learning this, like, kung fu.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's dope. And, and just, like, a part of my life that I sometimes talk about and sometimes I don't. But my instructor will be like, the day you have to fight is a very sad day. Like, we don't want to fight. But if you have to fight, this is how, you know, like, this is how you should do it. I think about that a lot, yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, I think it's also, there is something in that worldview which kind of is an inherent renunciation of morality in favor of simply acknowledging the complexity and understanding the way an individual can fit into any of those particular arrangements. Like, I think that is, like, maybe a pretty, like, beautiful part of, like, what a lot of martial arts have kind of arisen from. Is it's, like, you know, like, a primarily, at least, like, from what I know of, like, Kung Fu's background, it's, like, very much in that vein. You ever see that movie, The 36 Chambers? It's, like, main character is, like, yo, I'm about to be a Shaolin monk, like, I'm about to go through, like, I'm so good at fucking fighting. Like, let me straight into the 36th chamber because y'all not ready for me. And then he gets to the 36th chamber, but all they're doing in there is meditating. And he's like, yo, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like, I want to fight. Like, and, like, he goes, tries to fuck up, like, one of the, like, meditating monks, gets, like, his ass kicked. And then the whole rest of the movie is just, like, basically, like a Rocky montage of him just going through chamber 1 through 35, which are just, like, varying degrees of, like, hella difficult. Like, there's this one thing where he has to, like, carry, like, water buckets, like, out with his arms outstretched, but he's got, like, daggers hanging from his, like, forearms, so anytime he, like, puts the, it, like, stabs him. There's, like, some bullshit where to get to the mess hall, they, you ever see that MXC shit? Oh, it's, like, this weird, game show that G4 used to, like, dub, but there was this one, like, it's kind of like Ninja Warrior, but, like, more intentionally trying to get people to fail. But, like, one of the chambers is literally just, like, to get to food, he has to run across this, like, lake filled with stones, and, like, some of the stones sink and some of them don't. So he's just eating shit into the water. It's wild, man. Like, my dad showed me that shit and was like, this will teach you something. He's like, nah, I don't know nothing.
you like that.
That's my goal. I can't wait to see those moves.
Yeah, I gotta show you my moves sometime.
From your head to your toe, everything you see is what you know. Like when the sun rise and when the sun go. Put down the pride and think what you do. Many men fall cause them wisdom low. And if you never know, now you know. I'm talking to this host, them work on John Doe. Me a beg you try forgive life when things don't grow. Just know me not judge me upon the same road. I'm just a youth from the West Indies. Pushing on the corner, what is left in me? The thing me a serve at the recipe. Yes indeed, yes indeed. I'm just a youth from the West Indies. Pushing on the corner, what is left in me? Tell me, is it selfish to invest in me? Yes indeed, yes indeed. I'm not sanctified thing. Crucify me sins, I'm on a good man thing. Off the cross, I put the rum in neck, I bling bling. Boom, bye, bye, everybody sing, sing. Me not in any mix up with another man thing. But enemy place, figure judge a man thing. But your figure slaughter another man king. Cast another stone if you want without sin.
Johnny have a monster, we come from this. Even when your papa, your soul must reach. Us come free, conquer the bottomless. You must depart and pilot this. Come from the pick, come from distant places. Run from the discipline, the system making. Your heart of it right when you depend this. Oh, star your Bible for bust up this.
I'm just a youth from the West Indies. Pushing on the corner, what is left in me? The thing me a serve at the recipe. Yes indeed, yes indeed. I'm just a youth from the West Indies. Pushing on the corner, what is left in me? Tell me, is it selfish to invest in me? Yes, indeed, yes, indeed.
A fucking falcon heart, breaking breath, taking pipes, slanging handsome
nigga.
Henny sipping, recent ripping, baby, it's the fucking falcon.
Car cracking, making money back, blowing kung fu gripping, Henny sipping, recent ripping, baby, it's the fucking falcon heart, breaking breath, taking pipes, slanging handsome
nigga.
Henny sipping, recent ripping, baby, it's the fucking
falcon. Hey, bitch, I'm the man, I'm not acting like I am. Bitch, some act right, you not off that act, you acting for your friend. Bitch, I'm active, so I'm actively in action for them bands. Had a moment, made a movement, get some money to my mans. Ricky had crack in his socks, getting money off the market when he black and he ain't bought stocks. Ooh. Niggas ain't had no black Superman, all a nigga ever had was a man static shock. No disrespect to the man Virgil, but my first off-white was dirty fake forces. Yeah. Didn't have a box with him like Roddy, yeah, the homies was rich, but my mama had portions. Yeah, now niggas got Porsches, all the Porsches come out on top. I just gave dick to a bop. Now she an addict, like she lit up the rack. Niggas tryna learn like a leapfrog. Birthday asleep, y'all running with the herd. You a goat, I'm a sheepdog. Eating Swiss meatballs, buzzing on the vlog. Baby, throw it back like a recall for the show.
Car cracking, making money back, blowing kung fu gripping, Henny sipping, receipt ripping, baby, it's the fucking falcon heart. Breaking breath, taking pop, slinging handsy
nigga.
Henny sipping, receipt ripping, baby, it's the fucking
falcon.
I'm an ain't shit nigga, everybody know.
Yes.
Tasha poison like Bell Biv DeVoe. Woke up drunk from a night with a hose. Now I need sriracha, poison and a foe.
Yeah.
The fuck, the bowl, erupt.
Yeah.
I play corrupt,
yeah.
My soul corrupt.
Yeah.
Feminists love me, I know how to treat the hoes.
Ooh.
White people love me like avocado toast.
Yo.
Used to push a bucket, color pumpkin down the junction. Eating nuggets with my cousin. Trying to make the OAATNs malfunction.
Man.
Fuck the puns.
Yeah.
She ugly, but she funny.
Yeah.
I make her stretch her credit.
Yeah.
Looking out, we doing lunges.
Yeah.
Oh, brother, you should see how my wrist bust on so bright.
Bust
oh, mama, you should see how we could
wine shop game with me. See the flame with me in the face, but it's not her body. She can break down easy like Maserati. 1 to 6 9, but I'm not Tekashi. I know.
Car cracking, making money back, blowing kung fu, gripping Henny, sipping receipt, ripping. Baby, it's the fucking Falcon. Heart breaking, breath taking, pop slinging, handsy
nigga.
Henny, sipping receipt, ripping. Baby, it's the fucking
Falcon.
Get some shit.
definitely.
Yeah. Great album title.
Who else?
We'll think of it.
Yeah,
we'll
we can think of it. Just like totally.
Like, who do I like? Like.
I like Lamar Jackson. He's a quarterback for the Ravens.
Know. Oh shit! I don't know what that quarterback football.
Yeah, yeah. He's a cutie. He's like 23. Ooh. He's like a little baby. So good at football though. So good. Yeah, we'll figure out some more people to shout out. It's not just Earl Sweatshirt and Lamar Jackson.
For no reason.
Tight. Well, good to talk to you.
Yeah.
And enjoy your night.
Yeah, same to you.
Have a good Sunday and Monday. Enjoy the weekend.
Yep, you too.
All right,
bye.
Bye.